RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listener, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, headline news, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. To conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment Music Corner. Well, listener, that was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo secures 271 trillion worth of investments from European visit. Indonesia-China hold security dialogue in Beijing. Indonesia is concerned related to the Korean missile submarine test. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo's visit to European countries have resulted in positive outcomes. The government has secured investment commitments of 20.5 billion US dollar or 271 trillion rupiah from Germany, the United Kingdom, the Netherlands and Belgium. Frankie Sibarani, the Investment Coordinating Board BKPM chairman, said that President Jokowi's presence has improved the confidence among prospective investors. He also considered that Jokowi's visit as quite significant considering that investment realizations of European Union countries have not been great. European Commissioner for Environment, Maritime Affairs and Fisheries, Carmen Novella, said that Indonesia has shown that trade could provide incentives by ending the scourge of illegal logging. At present, over 90% of Indonesia's timber export are from independently audited factories and forests. President Joko Widodo has also appreciated the trust given by European businessmen to Indonesia. The regulation package issued by the government has been responded positively by European businessmen. Indonesia and China held dialogue on cooperation in the field of politics, law and security and the impact to the region in Beijing on Tuesday, April 26. Escorted by Antara on Tuesday, in the fifth meeting on politics, law and security between Indonesia and China, the Indonesian delegates led by Coordinating Minister of Politics, Law and Security Luhut Panjaitan and delegates from China led by Member of the State Council Yang Jiqi. The cooperation of politics, law and security between Indonesia and China has been run well and is getting more solid. In legal affair, the two countries much doing cooperation in countering transnational crime such as drug abuses and cyber crime. While in the field of defense, Indonesia and China have wider cooperation, such as joint exercises, student officer exchange program, technology transfer, dialogue between dimension of the Army and the Navy. Indonesian government said worries on the submarine missile test conducted by the People's Republic of Democratic of Korea on April 23, 2016 that caused tension both in the regions or the international world. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry, in its written statement on Tuesday, said the action is contrary to the spirit of the Comprehensive Nuclear Free Agreement. Meanwhile, the missile test is violation of obligation of the People's Republic Democratic of Korea toward the United Nations Resolution number 1718/2016, number 11874/2009, and number 287/2013. in the situation, Indonesia urged Korea to refrain from acts of provocation that could affect the situation and stability. Indonesian government asked the related parties to continue the six countries conference to maintain peace and stability in Korean Peninsula region. Indonesia will develop cooperation with Singapore to intensify law enforcement effort to repatriate fugitives who have fled to the country, Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan stated. According to the minister, the government is taking immediate and firm actions against criminals who had fled to foreign countries. The minister also urged all fugitives to willingly return to Indonesia. Earlier, Vice President Yusuf Kalla had affirmed that Indonesian fugitives often fled to countries that had no extradition agreement with Indonesia, including Singapore. According to Yusuf Kalla, Indonesia had offered to ink an extradition agreement with Singapore, but the country had yet to accept the proposal. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Vice Rector of Queensland Australia University, Peter Hodge, during press conference with Chairman of the Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI, Iskandar Zulkarnain, in LIPI Building, Jakarta, Tuesday, April 26, 2016, stated his readiness to strengthen LIPI research on small islands development, including in Ambon and Lombok, and city defense in Jakarta, Surabaya, and Semarang. According to Peter, the research cooperation hopefully can increase human resources quality and people knowledges. Meanwhile, LIPI Chairman Iskandar Zulkarnain said that this cooperation is done because LIPI and Queensland University have similar vision in building science and innovation. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has instructed Coordinating Economics Minister Darmin Nasution to cooperate with Higher Education Minister Muhammad Nasir, Culture and Education Minister Anies Baswedan, and Industry Minister Saleh Husin to produce a work-ready labor force in Indonesia. The cooperation is aimed at promoting vocational training, which forms part of an education agreement between Germany and Indonesia aimed at improving the quality and skills of Indonesian workers. The president also addressed Indonesia's partnership with the United Kingdom in the creative economy sector. He also emphasized the need for an enhanced partnership with the Dutch government in water management and maritime affairs. The Dutch Prime Minister is scheduled to visit Indonesia in November. President Joko Widodo believes his 5-day European state visit projected a positive image of Indonesia. According to the president, European leaders appreciate and have set high expectations for Indonesia as a peaceful nation, especially through the development of a moderate, democratic, tolerant Islamic community. The last item, Indonesian President Joko Widodo is scheduled to open the Indonesia E-Commerce Summit and Expo in Indonesia Convention Exhibition, BST Tangerang, Wednesday, April 27, 2016. The international event adopting the theme "The New Digital Energy of Asia" will feature 72 local and international speakers, among others Rudi Antara, Communications and Information Minister, Thomas Lembong, Trade Minister, Triawan Munaf, Creative Economy Agency Chairman, Kartini Wiroatmojo, President Director of Bank Mandiri, and Mari Elkapangestu, former Tourism and Creative Economy Minister. Some other outstanding figures will also participate in the event. At least 150 exhibitors active in e-commerce industry will participate in the Indonesia E-Commerce Summit and Expo. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian President Joko Widodo secures 271 trillion worth of investments from European visit. Indonesia-China hold security dialogue in Beijing. Indonesia is concerned related to the Korean missile submarine test. That was the news.
Open your eyes. your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. Among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI, World Service, Voice of Indonesia, present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destination in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief, why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com. Or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
Listener, here is commentary entitled Government Efforts to Hunt Down the Craft Fugitive Overseas. The State Intelligence Agency, or BIN, took home two fugitives of corruption cases, namely Samadikun Hartono of the Bank Indonesia Liquidity Assistance, or BLBI case, and Hartawan Alawi of the Bank Senturi case. Samadikun Hartono, the former commissioner of Bank Modern, was convicted in the case of the Bank Indonesia bailout, or BLBI misuse, worth around 2.5 trillion rupiah disbursed to the Modern Bank following the financial crisis of the 1998 in Indonesia. The state loss was 169 billion rupiah then. Samadikun was finally captured by the State Intelligence Agency on April 14, 2016 in China, 13 years after his escape. Another convict arrested was Hartawan Alawi by the Indonesian Attorney General officers in Singapore on Friday, April 22 afternoon.
Hartawan Alwi is among several suspects of the alleged Bank Century customer funds embezzlement, in which the state loses was 3.11 trillion rupiah. Hartawan Alwi, since was named a suspect, fled abroad, precisely to Singapore. Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan asserted that the Indonesian government is currently making the move more quickly and decisively to capture the craft fugitives who flee abroad, among others by cooperating with the government of related countries, so that the effort could be made easier to pursue. During this time, the Indonesian government has been having problems in capturing corruptors suspects abroad because of differences in the legal systems and certain problems in cooperation agreement to penetrate the local authorities' network. Another constraint is the fugitive was often on the move, hiding and disguising as well as falsifying their identity. There is even a shifting of citizenship, as was did by the convicted bank belly case, Joko Chandra, who reportedly is in Papua New Guinea. Indonesian law enforcement has not been able to repatriate Joko, although is well aware of his existence, because he is said to have become a citizen of Papua New Guinea. Head of State Intelligence Agency, Sutioso, said currently there are 28 big corrupter fugitives still at large. The agency promised to continue to hunt them down. Recent efforts and hard work of the Indonesian law enforcement agencies, which succeeded in capturing those two fugitives, deserves appreciation and support of the government and the people of Indonesia. After more than a decade, finally, the corruptors who plundered billions of the state money were captured abroad. However, more importantly is the political will and the Indonesian government's seriousness in combating corruption. Hopefully, other criminals who are still fleeing abroad could be arrested or surrender to be taken home and tried according to the laws applicable in Indonesia. That was commentary today.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, welcome back to Today in History. Let's begin with April 26, 1959. Ki Hadjar Dewantara passed away. Raden Mas Suwardi Suryaningrat, who since 1922, also known as Ki Hadjar Dewantara, was born on May 2, 1889 in Yogyakarta and passed away on April 26, 1959, also in Yogyakarta. He was a leading Indonesian independence movement activist, writer, columnist, politician, and the pioneer of education for the native Indonesians in Dutch colonial times. He founded the Taman Siswa School, an institution that provides education for indigenous commoners, which otherwise was limited to the Javanese aristocracy and the Dutch colonials. He was honored as a national hero of Indonesia by Indonesia's first president, Sukarno, on November 28, 1959. We continue with an event in 1986. A nuclear reactor accident occurs at Chernobyl nuclear power plant in Soviet Union, now it is called as Ukraine, creating the world's worst nuclear disaster. The Chernobyl disaster, also referred as the Chernobyl accident or simply Chernobyl, was a catastrophic nuclear accident that occurred on April 26, 1986 at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant in the city of Pripyat, then located in the Ukrainian Soviet Socialist Republic of the Soviet Union or USSR. An explosion and fire released large quantities of the radioactive particles into the atmosphere, which spread over much to the western USSR and Europe. The Chernobyl disaster was the worst nuclear power plant accident in the history in terms of cost and casualties. It is only one of two classified as a level 7 event, the maximum classification on the International Nuclear Event Scale, the other being the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear disaster in Japan in 2011. The battle to contain the contamination and avert a greater catastrophe ultimately involved over 500,000 workers and cost an estimated 18 billion rubles. During the accident itself, 31 people died and the long-term effects such as cancers are still being investigated. We end the day in history with an event on April 26, 1970, the first World Intellectual Property Day. The World Intellectual Property Day is observed annually on April 26th. The event was established by the World Intellectual Property Organization, or WIPO, or WIPO, in 2000 to raise the awareness of how patents, copyright, trademarks, and designs impact on daily life, and to celebrate creativity and the contribution made by the creators and innovators to the development of societies across the globe. April 26 was chosen as the date for the Intellectual Property Day of the world because it coincides with the date on which the convention establishing the World Intellectual Property Organization entered into force in 1970. Listener, that was the day in history.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. Today's focus is on Indonesia-Singapore extradition treaty. Stay tuned in www.voi.co.id. The Indonesian government continues to strive to repatriate grave fugitives who now live in a number of countries, including Singapore. Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan said fugitives related to corruption have yet to surrender. The government did not remain silent and will act firmly to them. A team has been formed to hunt them. Names like Joko Chandra, Samadikun and Edi Tansil and Bambang Sutrisno are still in the team pursuit. Luhut said if they do not give themselves up to a certain time limit, the government could confiscate all their belongings in the country. He signaled that impoverishing them could be one way to make them act like a gentleman and follow all legal proceedings. In line with Luhut, Attorney General Muhammad Prasetyo affirmed that the Corruptor Hunter team of the Attorney General Office will bring home corruption fugitives who are still on the run abroad to undergo the legal process at home. According to Muhammad Prasetyo, catching criminals is not easy. The team often had trouble in the field since the fugitives always move their hideout from one country to another. Moreover, the extradition treaty between Indonesia and other countries are still limited. Singapore is considered as a safe haven for Indonesian corruptors. The government efforts to repatriate the criminals who are hiding in the island republic have to face some problem, among others the issue of the extradition treaty. Indonesia and Singapore signed an extradition treaty in 2007 in Bali. However, the extradition agreement between Indonesia and Singapore are still not ratified. Efforts to connect the extradition agreement with the military cooperation with Singapore apparently are the main reason. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla said that an extradition treaty with Singapore is very important for Indonesia since Singapore became a favorite country for Indonesian citizens tangled in criminal cases to escape. Yusuf Kalla added that Indonesia had already established extradition treaties with other countries such as China and Australia to facilitate the repatriation of those who are wanted by the law enforcement. Related to the extradition treaty between Indonesia and Singapore, University of Indonesia Professor of International Law Hikmah Hanto Juwana asked President Joko Widodo's administration to be careful in asking the parliament to discuss it. As long as Singapore does not change its attitude to connect the extradition treaty with the defense agreements and refuses to renegotiate the latter, it should not be necessary for Indonesia to process the ratification. For nothing can be changed for sovereignty. He did confirm that the extradition treaty between Indonesia and Singapore was signed in 2007 in Bali, as stated by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Singapore. But he denied Singapore's claim that the extradition treaty was not effective because the Indonesian House of Representatives never ratified the treaty. Hikmah Hanto explained that the signing of the extradition treaty caused many protests in Indonesia. It was said that the extradition treaty was related to Indonesia-Singapore Defense Cooperation Agreement, which public opinion in Indonesia considered it very detrimental to Indonesia. One of the reasons was because the draft agreement was made by Singapore. That was Focus Today on Indonesia-Singapore Extradition Treaty. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hello, listener. Welcome to headline of some national newspapers published today on Tuesday, April 26, 2016. We start from Compass in its headline, writes about prison is fully of drug prisoners. Prisons and detention centers in Indonesia are currently full of prisoners and detainees of narcotics and dangerous drugs, narcoba cases. The absence of differences in legal treatment between users or addicts and drug dealers make the prison overcrowded and prone to riots. The jump in the number of prisoners and detainees in the last 4 months is almost the same with the addition of the number of prisoners and detainees per year since 2012. Media Indonesia in its headline writes about tax reformation continue to be carried out. Indonesian President Joko Widodo reminded the tax officers in Indonesia to not stop the tax reformation both with or without the tax amnesty policy. President in a meeting to examine the tax amnesty in Jakarta Monday stated, law enforcement to the taxpayers should be continuously conducted. Moreover, if there will be found a new data about incorrectness of the tax reporting letter, President respecting the ongoing legislative process related to the tax amnesty bill in the House of Representatives. Meanwhile, Republika in its headline writes about businessmen claim to agree reclamation moratorium. Jakarta Governor Basuki Cahayapurnama Ahok claimed the doers of reclamation project of northern coast of Jakarta agreed to implement moratorium. They do not mind if the reclamation project will be postponed. In the meeting led by Coordinating Minister of Maritime and Human Resources, Rizal Ramli, which was attended by Minister of Forestry and Environment, Siti Nurbaya Bakar, and representatives of Marine and Fisheries Ministry on April 18, 2016, was decided that moratorium must be implemented to the reclamation project. Now we end today's headline with Business Indonesia. The Daily writes about money of taxpayers ready to be given back. The government has pocketed the data of 6,000 names of taxpayers who are ready to give back funds from abroad with a tax amnesty scheme. Incoming funds potential is expected to reach 560 trillion rupiah. Currently, the design of tax amnesty program is prepared by the government and the House of Representatives DPR. To secure the tax amnesty program, the government is ready to form a task force after the ratification of tax amnesty bill. Listener, that was the headline.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Listener, welcome to News in Brief. Indonesian President Joko Widodo's visit to European countries have resulted in positive outcomes. The government has secured investment commitments of $20.5 billion or 271 trillion rupiah from Germany, the United Kingdom, the Netherlands, and Belgium. Indonesia and China held dialogue on cooperation in the field of politics, law, and security and the impact to the region in Beijing on Tuesday, April 26. In the fifth meeting on politics, law, and security between Indonesia and China, the Indonesian delegates led by Coordinating Minister of Politics, Law, and Security, Luhut Panjaitan, and delegates from China led by Member of the State Council, Yang Cici. Indonesian government said worries on the submarine missile test conducted by the People's Republic Democratic of Korea on April 23, 2016, that caused tension both in the regions or the international world. Indonesia will develop cooperation with Singapore to intensify law enforcement effort to repatriate fugitives who have fled to the country. Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, stated. Vice Rector of Queensland Australia University, Peter Hodge, during press conference with Chairman of the Indonesian Institute of Sciences, LIPI, Iskandar Zulkarnain, in LIPI Building, Jakarta, Tuesday, April 26, stated his readiness to strengthen LIPI research on small islands development, including Ambon, Lombok, and city defense in Jakarta, Surabaya, and Semarang. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has instructed Coordinating Economics Minister Darmin Nasution to cooperate with Higher Education Minister Muhammad Nasir, Culture and Education Minister Anies Baswedan, and Industry Minister Saleh Husin to produce a work-ready labor force in Indonesia. Indonesian President Joko Widodo is scheduled to open the Indonesia E-Commerce Summit and Expo in Indonesia Convention Exhibition BSD Tangerang Wednesday, April 27, 2016. The international event adopting the theme, The New Digital Energy of Asia, will feature 72 local and international speakers, among others, Rudiantara, Communications and Information Minister Thomas Lembong, Trade Minister Triawan Munaf, Creative Economy Agency Chairman Kartini Wiroatmojo, President Director of Bank Mandiri, and Mari Elka Pangestu, former Tourism and Creative Economy Minister. Listener, that was News in Brief.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. People of the land, they dance and sing. And with the beauty of nature, among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destination in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief, why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com. Or to our address, at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on the frequencies of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line through Voice of Indonesia PO Box 1157 Jakarta, Indonesia, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder, and let's speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is a great pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit Papua. Stay tuned. Narrator. Listener, Merauke is a town in the eastern tip of Indonesia, precisely in the province of Papua. The city is also the last point of the Indonesian territory directly adjacent to Papua New Guinea. As the last point marker of Indonesia, there is a twin monument stands in Merauke, which is located in Sota District. There are only two similar monuments in Indonesia. Another one is located in Sabang, Aceh. Due to its uniqueness, the twin monument is usually visited by tourists who visit Merauke. Besides Tugu Kembar or the twin monument, Merauke also has other tourism places of interest, such as the Lampu Satu Beach. The beach becomes favorite destination for tourists because it is located near the town of Merauke. Tugu Kembar Beach is located in Buti Village, which is approximately 3 kilometers from Merauke city center, or it can be reached in 10 minutes. Merauke can be accessed by a number of domestic airlines. The airline flies to Merauke from Jakarta, Makassar, and other cities. Once arriving at the Mopai Airport, Merauke, you can continue the trip to the Lampu Satu Beach with a city car transport known by the local community with the name taxi. The taxi costs quite cheap and costs around 4,000 rupiah, or it can also use the services of ojek, which is only 10,000 rupiah. For more easily, you can rent a vehicle for 300,000 rupiah per day. Renting vehicles will certainly be more practical because it does not need to change public transportation. Listener, Lampu Satu Beach has white sand that widely stretching with relatively long coastline. Along the beach, you can see palm trees in a row. The beach is very interesting in the morning until late afternoon when the seawater can recede to 2 kilometers away. So, the ships seemingly stranded on the beach. The local community and tourists take advantage of the situation to play football, motor racing, or look for shells on the beach. While watching the activity around the beach, you can enjoy snacks and drinks sold on the beach. When the late afternoon, do not leave the beach because the view of the sunset in Lampusatu Beach is very beautiful. Set your camera to take the beautiful memory on the Lampusatu Beach. Listener visiting the Lampusatu Beach, you can see one of lighthouse as a signpost for sailors. The lighthouse is equipped with torch lights. The existence of a lighthouse with a torch light that makes the beach is famously known as the Lampusatu Beach. The beach is also a fishing village that contains the Bugis and Makassar communities. Generally, they are immigrants who try their luck in Merauke. Therefore, do not be surprised if you can watch the fishing boats lining in the waterfront of Lampusatu Beach. The fishing activities become any other sights that can be seen on the beach. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Lampusatu Beach in Merauke, Papua. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, introducing some Indonesian vocabulary which will guide you in using them in a conversation. Today's topic is menukar uang, or in English, to exchange money. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say its words slowly twice. You can follow after me. Menukar uang. Menukar uang. In English, to exchange money or currency. Mata uang asing. Mata uang asing. Foreign exchange or currency. Di sini. Di sini. Here. Dolar Amerika. Dolar Amerika. US dollar. Menjadi, menjadi, to become. Rupiah, rupiah, rupiah. Tunjukkan, tunjukkan, to show. Nilai tukar atau kurs, nilai tukar atau kurs. Forex rate or foreign exchange rate. Hari ini, today. $300 Amerika, $300. Berapa, berapa, how much? Rp13.200, Rp13.200, Rp13.200. Periksa satu persatu, to check one by one. Next is a conversation on menukar uang, or in English, to exchange money or currency. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly twice and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Anne and Nita. Apakah bisa tukar mata uang asing di sini? Apakah bisa tukar mata uang asing di sini? In English, can I exchange some foreign currency here? Saya mau tukar $300 Amerika menjadi rupiah. Saya mau tukar $300 Amerika menjadi rupiah. I want to exchange $300 into rupiah. Berapa nilai kurs dolar Amerika ke rupiah hari ini? Berapa nilai kurs dolar Amerika ke rupiah hari ini? How much is the exchange rate of US dollar to rupiah today? 1 dolar Amerika kurang lebih 13.200 rupiah. 1 dolar Amerika kurang lebih 13.200 rupiah. 1 US dollar is more or less 13.200 rupiah. Ini uangnya, here is the money. Tolong periksa satu persatu. Please check one by one. Terima kasih. Thank you. That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio. Until tomorrow with another topic. Until we meet again, sampai berjumpa lagi.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, I will present you to see Angkasa Band. Well listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Jangan Pernah Selingkuh by Angkasa Band. Happy listening.
Kau cinta padaku.
The song Jangan Pernah Selingkuh is one of 10 songs at the first album of Angkasa Band, as well as the title of the album released in 2008. The band from Cianjur, West Java, was formed on November 23, 2004 with 5 personnel, namely Ato the vocalist, Anggi the drummer, Teguh the guitarist, Ovik the bassist, and Danny the keyboardist. The 10 songs on the album Jangan Selingkuh tells about the story of love, an expectation of someone for his girlfriend to be faithful. Love needs their honesty, as found in the lyrics of the song Jangan Kau Bohongi Aku. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Berjanjilah or Promise. Listener, with the theme of love, the song tells about love of a couple of lovers and promise to be faithful each other. The song Berjanjilah is one of the songs on the second album of Angkasa Band entitled Setia Itu Menyakitkan or Faithful is Painful. The album was released in 2010. Listener, usually the success needs the struggle and survive, likewise the Angkasa Band. In 2004, the band won the third winner of Musicality of Poems of West Java and won the band festival of high school level in the same year. In 2007, the group won the third prize of the competition of Lomba Cipta Lagu or the Song Composition Festival of West Java. As a musical group in general, Angkasa Band also had personal changes. In December 2012, Anggi resigned from the position of drummer and was replaced by Obiro Sima. In 2014, Angkasa Band released their two singles, namely Sampai Kapanpun and Ditolak Cinta. Well, listener, to conclude our program for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Tak Semestinya Kita Lupa by Angkasa Band. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.